So I was seven, and I came to school, and I think my mom, she was, like, talking about how there was, like, a really bad crash, like, the night before. And so I just went to school, and my teacher, like, she, like, got up in front of the class and was like, all right, everyone, we have, like, really bad news. And, like, she told us, like, what happened and, like, about, like, what happened to her and her family and stuff. And, like, people just started, like, crying, like, bawling, like, their eyes out. But I don't know. I was seven, so I didn't really, like, know how to take it, because I never experienced, like, someone close to me, like, dying.
From WHJE, this is First Responders 411, getting you the inside scoop on first responders in the Carmel area. I'm Tatum Pratty.
In December of 2007, a car hit ice and slid into a retention pond at 141st Street and Town Road. The mother and her three daughters in the car passed away due to their injuries. Carmel High School senior Maddie Tom knew the youngest daughter, Osme. They were in third grade together, and they were best friends.
Me and Osme, we were in this reading group together, and I'm dyslexic, so we would call each other. We were like, oh yeah, we're like the slow people of the class, and like we would have to go out into like this reading group because we couldn't read, and she'd always have these like super cool headbands, and I was always like so jealous of her headbands, and I was like, where'd you get your headband? And it was like blue and like it had stripes on it. And she was like, oh, I don't know. I don't remember where I got it. And I was like, I was mad because I was like, why don't you know where you got your headband? Like, you should know where you got your headband. And she was like, well, I'm sorry. I don't remember where I got my headband. So, like, I was told that, like, she passed away and everything. And I was like, oh, my God. I was mad at her because she didn't know where she got her headband. And, oh, my God.
Maddie was told about Osme at school. She didn't fully process it until she got home. For a couple of days, she thought it was only her friend who had passed away. Maddie found out about Osme's mom and sisters shortly after.
I always thought it was really weird. They said it at, like, the beginning of the day. And so I was like, why would you, like, make everyone super sad and, like, have to go throughout the day like that? So I just always thought that was, like, really, really strange, I guess. But, so I got home, and, like, my mom, like, I told her what happened, and then I just remember, like, I just started, like, bawling my eyes out. Like, I didn't do it at school. I don't know why. It's just, like, maybe I was, like, in denial or something.
Maddie knew a lot about what happened because her mom works at the fire department and is good friends with many of the firefighters. One of the firefighters who responded to the scene is Barry Crane. He was an engineer for the Carmel Fire Department for 27 years before retiring.
I don't remember exactly, but I do remember it was like 2 or 3 weeks prior to Christmas, so it wasn't good timing either. It was in the evening, it was dark. We were actually coming back from an alarm that we were disregarded on when the run come out, and it said car into a pond, and originally we thought, you know, somebody just slid off and they're probably just afraid to get out of their car. Well, the closer that we got, the worse the report was, and got to the point where we were just doing everything we could to get there, but the roads were extremely slick. I was sliding all over the place in the engine. We pull up, there's a bystander standing there. Jimmy, my captain at the time, said, light up the scene. So I kicked the generator on, lit up the scene. Kyle was in the back seat. He immediately jumped off the truck, ran for the water, jumped in, because we could see the very last part of the van going underwater. And Jimmy said he could still hear him screaming. Kyle got in, tried to break the window, no success. He came out, Brad Love jumped in, tried the same thing, no success. He came out. About that time, the rescue showed up with the guys in the dry suits. So I helped Kyle and Brad get their clothes off because they were so cold they couldn't even undress. Help them with that. I come out of the engine and they had the first victim out of the water. Ted Lenz was the medic. We had her on a backboard. We ran to the first ambulance we saw, which was Westfield's. There was one guy in the back. I yelled over to a police officer. I said, "We need your help. Get in the back with these guys. I'm driving." And we headed for the hospital. Unfortunately, she didn't make it. And by the time we got back to the scene, all the others had been extricated and taken to the hospital, but nobody survived.
The one thing that had stuck with me was they heard them screaming. She was screaming for help to get out. When they said that, I was because I was thinking, okay, they crashed on impact or something. They didn't suffer or anything. That's what freaked me out, because I was I just hope they didn't suffer.
This experience was a career-defining moment for Barry and some other firemen. At the time of the accident, Barry had to shove his emotions aside and focus on doing his job.
In the moment, you're just, you're all wrapped up trying to take care of stuff, so you can't sit and think about it then. Afterwards, it was, depressing. This job, you always got to figure, we didn't cause these problems. We didn't create any of this situation. We're here to help. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. A lot of times, when you're in the moment, you're just trying to do your job, what needs to be done. So you really don't think about feelings at that point.
You drove by, it was probably a few days later, because I really didn't want to deal with anyone. I was kind of depressed for a long time, for a few years. Because I was that's my best friend. I was dyslexic. I couldn't read. Everyone made fun of me because I couldn't read. My mom, she was like, "Hey, we need to drive around or something like that." Or so they took me by where it was, and there were all these trees and people had stuff on them, and there was a blue bear and different teddy bears and stuff like that, and I started crying and stuff, but I didn't get out, or I felt bad for not putting anything out there. Even 10 years from now, it's I'm 17 now, so she would have been 17 or 18 as well. So it's I don't know, it still gets to me sometimes. I'll think about her, and I'll be wonder if what she would be doing now if she was still here, because. Or her sisters. I felt that it sounds bad, but I felt that prepared me for the other traumatic experiences that have happened to me.
This has been Tatum Pratty for WHJE. More stories like this can be found at whje.com.